Podtacular episode 249, Podtacular update for February 25th, 2011. Universe podcast. I am
Gus
Storm.
I'm G. Lewis.
I'm Brent Gamer.
And I'm Ace of Spades.
And that right there was Pokemon stuff. Just kicking it off with Pokemon today. We're not even waiting until like the middle of the show to bring Pokemon into it. We're starting off with Pokemon.
People are going to hate us now. Like,
that's going to be sorry, the everybody. Theme music. For Goldenrod Radio.
Yeah, we'll try to talk about Halo, I think.
You can't make us.
That is the point of our show.
It's supposed to be.
And there is Halo news to be discussed. In addition to the update stuff.
Yeah, we got a new map pack and stuff that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Really? We actually work to do. Jesus Christ. They just updated Waypoint. God.
We're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff later this week.
Jeez. I didn't know there was work to do today.
But yeah, we've been gone for about a month. That wasn't necessarily like planned. It's just kind of happened with school schedules and work and stuff. So, but we're back. We finally got together to do an episode.
Back in black.
We have about 2 weeks worth of stuff lined up, at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regarding lots of Halo stuff, as in the Halo Waypoint update, the new map pack that's coming out in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen, I've seen Unearth, and I've seen the Invasion map. I haven't seen the UFC.
I mean, we've seen them all somewhat in, like the,
I've seen them. Oh, no, I've seen them. I just haven't seen one of them. I'm not saying how I did it, because then I will be sued.
Or shot, or...
Yeah. Assassinated.
Or something.
Or something.
With Emil's knife.
But
Jerome shows up at your door.
That would be hilarious.
Middle of the night.
What I protect.
Well, it's not even a Bungie map pack, so Jerome actually wouldn't come in this case. Here's a question.
Tartarus is
maybe 343 could like rent out Jerome for a while.
That'd be
I'm sorry, go ahead,
question,
Greg.
Though. What would be the Jerome equivalent at 343 Industries?
Frankie.
Maybe.
BS Angel?
Lol.
She doesn't work there. She just...
Yeah, she does.
She works at Waypoint. I don't know if they're in the same office. They coexist.
She's been to the office.
But Waypoint's under 343 Industries, basically, right?
Are you implying that BS Angel is under Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie's her boss.
Okay.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Make spreadsheets.
Like, yeah. There's just so much to talk about this week that I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Let's do the this is the map pack. That has to be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about it a lot more. Probably each one of these a little bit later, but I guess we'll go ahead and do a general overview of all of them.
So the maps? Yeah.
So there's three new maps. One of them is a firefight map, and which two of them are multiplayer maps.
Well, one's an invasion map, right?
Maybe.
No. Okay, I'm reading it wrong.
No, I believe it's
invasion. It's not invasion.
No, it's one of them is firefight, and two of them are multiplayer.
Yeah, one's for a big team battle, which is Highlands, and Condemned is a space station. And like, there's one, like, all the videos I've seen, all of the fighting occurs on this, like, broken, airlocked room that I guess the airlock has been let out, and now it's just...
Yeah.
You're in gravity, and you just jump around. It's got a big generator in the middle. Every video I've seen, all the fights occur in there.
While we're on the topic of map packs, I've been kind of wondering, since the first map pack, at least from Bungie, was Noble 1 map pack, does that possibly imply there's going to be five other map packs that Bungie's going to release?
See, now you're looking way too into it.
Yeah, I think I heard somewhere that Bungie is completely through with making maps for Reach. It's over now. Game over, dude.
Which is fine.
They're working on their MMO RPG.
I wouldn't want them to, you know, completely go crazy on it, but...
Well, I mean, I'm sure if they brought, like, a lot of the popular remakes back, that'd be...
You just got Forge for that. You can do that. Forge.
I mean, Forge can only go so far.
You are no longer allowed to complain about remakes because you can make them.
To be fair, I mean, those remakes are pretty good. I mean, they're obviously not, like, Bungie quality. They're not, like, a new map pack quality.
I mean, what was
but
it?
They're adequate. You get the same kind of gameplay experience, you know, basically, because the geometry is ultimately the same.
Yeah. MLG remade Sanctuary. I mean, they didn't even use the Bungie's version of it. They remade it again.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to
really
the thing is, though, to me, a remake could only be good if it's, like, slightly changed. If you're just completely, you know, copy-pasting it, you're just doing it for, like, nostalgia's sake.
Radical Blue.
But, I mean, like, the Prisoner remake from Halo 1, I mean, yeah, it's kind of like Prisoner, but it doesn't really work like that because you really don't have enough tiles to properly make it, and all the interleaving, it slows the frame rate down a lot. Like when you're walking around and everything's kind of phasing in and out because everything's right on top of each other and the game doesn't know which one to render. So it's trying to render both at the same time. It really makes the frame rate drop a lot. So I mean a proper remake would kind of fix something like that and
maybe
you would be able to kind of put a different artistic style in it, just like the Ivory Tower. Like I'm sure you could forge Ivory Tower in Forge World if you wanted to. I'm sure there's enough stuff there, but I don't know.
But it's obviously not the same as reflection quality.
Right.
If you had forged Ivory Tower.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that cool Asian architecture. I really like that. I like the way that reflection looks. I like how shiny it is. It just looks different from anything else in Halo.
That's true.
Because that Asian architecture is really the only place that you find that.
Yeah, but it still holds a similar feel to the original Ivory Tower, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is strange, but it's there.
Yeah, but that's what I like. It's different in theme, but it's exactly the same as Ivory Tower, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind there, son.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's really... You can definitely tell, like, the jumps are pretty much the same. The entire catwalk on the left side of the map is completely different.
Well, yeah, that's different.
That's really the only big difference. And I can't snipe from top snipe tower. I can't do it anymore. I don't know why.
But to be fair, not a lot of stuff happens over on that catwalk. I mean, do you ever spend a whole lot of time over at that catwalk? Unless you're just kind of sneaking around?
Or just if you're just that guy who just likes to go to parts of the map nobody
else
uses.
Don't judge me. Sometimes me and my shotgun.
Like a terminal remake would be nice. Like I know there's a forged version of it, but it's still kind of
nah, bruh.
You can't
Sidewinder.
Build the train, so.
Sidewinder would be another good one.
I mean, you need like terminal. Lock. You need Sidewinder. They just need to hire us to do this.
No,
they don't.
Do you have
masters in graphical design?
I can get one.
D-Lewis, your recent talks have convinced me that you would not be good at designing any kind of map of something.
Because I said that I don't want the janitor's closet in the male's bathroom?
Yes. You would be like, we've got this overshield power-up. You know what? Let's put it as far away in the corner of the map as possible.
No, what I would do is I would put it just above, like out in the middle of nowhere, and then see how high your Spartan can jump, and I would put it just above how high your Spartan can jump so you can never get it.
And the pistol, yeah, it should go right where everyone's going to fight. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
The pistol.
I'm going to write that down. Hold on. Okay. Pistol.
And a grav lift in the middle, only because there needs to be a grav lift.
Dude, you are a genius, grav lift.
That's how they built Gemini.
Yeah.
I Any more ideas? Brent, you got one?
I don't have any ideas.
Brent?
I'm out of ideas.
He just steals ideas.
Oh, man, I'm thinking.
Maulers everywhere.
What maps did I like in?
There's no Maulers in Reach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, I missed that thing. I just forgot about it. It was pretty cool. Is it reloaded?
Yeah, it was sweet.
And it's everywhere.
Is it reloaded really quick? I remember that.
Man, it was so fast.
Bam! You know what happened?
Switches. Some kind of switch system. That'd be nice. Like the ones on Containment and Relic.
Just put unnecessary plasma cannons everywhere.
Like environmental hazards or components.
How could you forge that? Oh, we're talking about like really drawing it. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
We should
move on because
we should make a map that's a dog kennel and a bunch of dogs barking at you the whole time. So,
at least we're talking about Halo.
That is true. What is this thing you call Halo?
What is Halo? What is this?
The most epic game I've played in my entire life.
That's gonna be sad when I have a kid one day and they're not gonna know what Halo is. Well, like I'm gonna like.
They will.
I'm gonna like sweep off this old box that has like my 360 in it.
The dust.
I'll be like, oh man, it's Halo Reach. I'm gonna start playing it. My kid's gonna walk in. What is this? I'll be like, this is Halo Reach. Well, this isn't knurled. Like, how do you jack it into your head, man? Like,
see,
it's no, not they'll make a remake. They'll make
now,
a remake.
If he started doing stuff like that, I would really start screwing with him and like find an Atari or something and go, here, have fun.
Man, your kids were stupid back then. Man, I'm just glad they invented the Interverse.
No,
this shit is awesome.
Bring out Pong.
Yeah, Pong in the Interverse. Oh, man. Like virtual reality Pong, but you have to use like your hands, so it's just like handball.
So it's like Kinect.
But it makes like...
Yeah, like Kinect.
So, I mean, they already got that.
The future is now.
Really screw with them and give them like... an insanely stupidly hard game.
Maybe that's what I should do. I should market the Kinect. I should be like, that's the perfect commercial. Like, have this kid like imagining this world where you could do shit that ever like the Kinect does, but wording it in a way that doesn't make you think of the Kinect until like a Microsoft executive pops up. You know all that stuff you just said. The Kinect does it, and then he like gives the kid a Kinect.
Somebody that looks like Kevin Butler comes up.
Yeah, but it's not Kevin Butler. Like,
it's Brent Horsley.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like any of the executives at Microsoft.
Jay Bizzle?
If anybody, it should be Major Nelson. I think that Major Nelson is like kind of our, you know,
God.
Kevin Butler.
He's
is
our deity.
Kevin Butler is a... Larry Herb does marketing, but he's not like a fictional character. Kevin Butler is a fictional character.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Oh, have anyone seen the Killzone 3 commercials?
No,
yeah, those are kind of lame.
No,
it's funny as crap because he goes, you know, have you played Killzone 3 with the new, I don't even remember what it's called.
Sharpshooter?
He's like, yeah, check it out. And I was just looking at that going, cute, you copied the Zapper from the Wii.
Yeah, but I hated it because it's just like they're talking down to me as a customer because they present this customer like what they see as me, as a consumer, what that company thinks of me. And this dude's like, man, I'm so awesome at shooters. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. You better have some hard-ass shooter, bro, because, man, like when I smoke that weed, it's all fucking slow-mo, and I'm shooting up dudes, virtual space. It's awesome. And then, like, Ken Butler's like, I'm going to blow your mind. He does his thing. And then, like, the dude drops his soda like that.
See, I just think it's dumb
I didn't feel offended by it, but I felt like they don't understand who I am.
The coolest thing about Kevin Butler is I learned that he's Rusty Cartwright's dad from Greek. I didn't know that.
Like, I don't appreciate being, like, thought of as bro dude.
Oh, yeah.
being marketed to as bro dude.
XXX. Headshot XXX.
Like, I don't want someone marketing me with the intro phrase of sup guy.
Is the new marketing meeting.
Sup bro.
Sup bro.
Sup bro.
What's going on,
bro? How's it going,
bro?
I'm actually going to do that. The next time I go into a Halo Reach matchmaking match and I get like teamed up against like some douchebag, I'm going to be like, bro, you better be pretty hardcore because FPSs are like shooting fish in a barrel for me. And like just start like whipping up on their ass.
What if he whoops your ass?
That would suck.
What?
It's totally possible too. I'm not that good at Halo. I checked the new Halo waypoint or whatever and checked my battle proficiency. And I only have a 61 out of 100 rating.
I have a 67 out of 100.
I don't even remember what mine is, but it's probably not that high.
What is this battle proficiency?
It makes me sad. It makes me feel like
Some kind of new quote-unquote ranking system that's actually like associated with a number.
See, my problem is I really don't care when I go into a game, so...
Could you just lead me to this? I want to see what mine is. I didn't even know this is...
Yours is like a 3, I think.
Just go to Halo Waypoint and then click on stats and it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Watch Greg have like a 75 or something.
He's like an 87. What's going on, guys?
Yeah. 97.
What's a good and what's a bad?
I don't know. See, because my mind is skewed by the way that people review video games. Because when they review video games, it's a 1 out of 100 system, but somehow 75 is like the average.
It says battle proficiency rating? Is that what you're talking about?
Even though that's like 3/4 of the way awesome.
Yeah, but that's the average.
The only thing with battle proficiency is that
it takes... Halo. Yes.
It takes into account arena and... something else.
Yeah, see,
if you don't play those enough, then I don't think it really counts.
Yep, see, battle proficiency rating, 55.
Mine's a 67.
Mine's an 81.
Mine's a 61.
How is yours an 81, Greg?
Because I am the Pomzors.
I told you it was going to be high. See?
Oh, here's an interesting thing I found on mine. Like, for competitive, custom, and invasion, you have the percentage of wins versus losses. On all three, I have 65% wins on all three. Talk about consistency.
Painkiller 05 is a 93.
Damn. Really?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. It says his battle proficiency rating is a 93. I'm just searching random people as I know.
Okay, here's a description on battle proficiency. BPR is a number between 1 and 100 representing a player's overall skill in Halo Reach's multiplayer mode. This rating
tracks... Okay, wait. Can I get a word in real quick?
Yeah.
Painkiller 05 has a 93 because he only has 1,272 multiplayer kills, which means that he has played significantly less games than the rest of us.
Yeah,
because
KD
I have 4,200.
How many have I gotten?
His KD is 1.6.
Obviously, if you have played less games... You're gonna skew the BPR.
I have 4,200 kills.
I have 7,368.
My win percentage is higher than his.
I'm barely rocking a 1.02 KD, but like I said, I don't really care when I go into a game.
To me, the KD ratio is gonna be more important than the BPR because the BPR can get skewed.
Yeah.
The KD ratio.
Greg,
takes
what the heck are you doing?
Game into effect.
Typing. Slash tapping.
What's your KD ratio, Greg?
Tapped
at 1.35. I bet KD ratio is factored into the battle proficiency.
Probably.
Yeah, it is.
Here,
it does show my custom, and I have like a 23.39%.
What's your average medals per game? Mine's 18.
Average medals per game. Where is that stat?
It's under competitive.
Average medals per game.
18.
19. This is
19. Awesome. No one likes you. Wait, did you round up or does it actually say 19?
It's 18.86.
Oh, yeah, I'm only 18.61.
Yeah.
See, continuing on battle
proficiency. My kills per game is 12, deaths per game is 9.
See, F that, I'm going to custom. Yeah, 69% win on custom games.
The BPR also says the rating tracks your kills, wins, assists, deaths, and betrayals across all matches played. You must play at least 10 invasion, arena, or competitive games.
Ooh, I have a 40 KD ratio in Firefight. Beat that.
Hey, what? What was your KD in Firefight?
40 KD?
40.
Mine's 25.43.
Where's my KD? Yeah, I've only got a 20.
And for anyone who's interested in these stats, you can go search our stats yourself at halo.xbox.com.
Yeah, don't go search mine, though. Mine are terrible.
Mine are pretty bad, too.
Although I'm a baller at Invasion, apparently.
Mine are okay.
Yeah, they messed my emblem up.
86% in Invasion.
My emblem, like, I changed the background thing on my emblem so many times, I wouldn't be surprised. Stop it.
See, if you go to community on Halo Waypoint.
No, yeah, I know we're there.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Like a boss.
I thought you were lying. Or I thought I was lying.
No, I knew it was there.
Why aren't we on like the main things, I wonder? Probably because you don't talk much.
Why aren't we right up front?
What's going on, guys? Why aren't we like on the homepage?
Should I even dignify that with a response?
Look, the fact that we're there should already. Although
someone asked on our pilot / teaser for the new Pod TV season if it was going to be on Waypoint.
Oh yeah, I mean it could if it's good.
No. Waypoint would have to contact us. We would have to sign an agreement to like produce regularly.
Then do regularly. It. I mean,
the word regularly and podtacular just don't seem to mix very well.
Mean like when we feel like it, or
no? It means that we contractually sign a schedule of when we're going to produce and release stuff.
I mean, if you were going to get paid potentially, I think that it would be a lot easier to make the decision of whether or not you're going to do
it.
Yeah, and
once I finally graduate, I'll have more time.
I like how you said that. I mean, I know what you meant, but I like how the way you said that. Once I finally graduate,
well, I've already graduated.
15 years from now,
once.
So it's like when my finally let me to get a bachelor's. He went to school for 9 years straight before he got his bachelor's. That was nuts.
He goes with the 9 year program. Let him go.
9 year program.
He got a degree in economics of all things.
Where are the links now under the community? Because I don't see them anymore.
I don't know. I just left it.
I found them.
I clicked community and I don't see links anywhere.
I think you see the link, but you don't know it's there.
Oh, community. Ah, there it is. I see it.
Oh,
you have to go deeper.
I was blind.
You had to dig deeper.
Deeper down the rabbit hole.
2005. Podtacular is a weekly pod.
Weekly. Weekly.
Podtacular is a quad yearly podcast.
I think this is what we need.
All right, let's be honest. We do it more than anybody else besides RBB on there.
That would be pretty sweet. Podtacular, the quad annual Halo podcast.
I think I finally come to the decision that we need to create a schedule of shows.
I think we should. That's a good idea.
I think we should.
Stick to it.
And yeah. If we actually have it in a calendar scheduled.
Yeah,
no, we can do that. That's too much.
What if we have beer time during podcast time?
Drunken Podtacular.
We did that once with Gemini Ace, and that was hilarious.
We should do that like a every other week show.
I don't know if I want that. That doesn't sound fun
at
all.
It's the drunk tack, not the
if Chucky J was watching, he is no longer if he was listening, he's no longer.
I think that if we did that,
no.
The RVB community would jump us. they'd be like, you can't make a repeat of the drunk tack, man, drunk no tack. Offshoots, no substitutes.
Well, they don't even drink on their show. They've only done that
once. That you know of.
Oh, yeah.
No, they've
you don't know what's
they've
going
only,
on.
They've only actually, like, drunk on one of their shows.
You don't know. They could be
name Bernie
crazy.
Burn? You know what we should do for another episode? We should invite Bernie to drink with
us. He doesn't like us anymore. I don't think he'll ever come on the show ever again.
I don't think he will.
After
5 hours.
Yeah, man. I feel bad about that.
He doesn't like us?
Well, he has
if anything, it was a learning experience.
He hasn't responded to any of my emails since.
Oh, he hasn't?
Telling you.
No.
I've talked to him a few times.
Really?
I mean, I'm the one that talked to him when we were originally doing it. Remember? I don't know. Maybe
I'll need you to get him to, or get you to talk to him because we have I have a special episode planned.
This is like college all over again. Can you speak to that girl for me? Technically, this episode should be over because we're supposed to stick to that 30-minute thing. Man. So we better get on to the. The defiance of the map pack that we have not talked about.
I think
we're done with that.
We touched on it. We'll touch more on it later in the week.
We didn't talk about any of the maps. At all.
We just mentioned what they were.
Did we even name them?
Yeah. Greg.
I named them.
Okay. Well, at least we named them.
What else?
You want to read the post from our website about that? I think Moose posted it. Yeah, Moose posted. You mean just write what he posted?
What do you mean on the forums? I didn't make a post on the homepage about it.
I can just read it.
Because I don't have time. We need authors, people.
I mean, we can just say what some people said about it if you want to do another episode.
Well, we're going to cover it in the episode later this week anyway, so let's just leave that.
I wonder if I should start writing on the front page.
Do it, dude.
Have an account. Use it.
Yeah.
I just don't do it anymore because I don't have enough time. I used to do it a lot.
I mean, whenever a big story comes out, I try to do it, but sometimes it's just the time.
I wanted to post last night. IGN posted a whole bunch of videos of them playing the Defiant Map Pack, and I wanted to post them.
But I mean, that's something worth it. And if you have a question about it, you guys have my phone number.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyways, let's see. What else other than Halo news? We talked about the Waypoint update. Talked about the map pack.
We have never talked about the new book. I don't think we mentioned that it was out.
Is it out yet? Or
it's been out. I have it.
See, I don't. I missed that part.
It's what? Cryptum?
Yeah. It's been out since January.
I mean, I've had a couple friends told me I should get it, but I still haven't read, like, Contact Harvest, Ghost of Onyx.
There's
not really any point. You don't really have to read those first.
Yeah, remember?
Well, I definitely want to read Ghost of Onyx. Because that's the book between Halo 2 and
I have the PDF if you want it.
I have the book.
Oh, you have the book.
I have all...
Lend you my Nook book.
I think all the books.
Is that what he says in that? I never even noticed. I thought it was
this.
Okay, so there was the book, but that's been out even before.
That was like a Halo 2.
See, I can't believe I missed the book. Now I want El Buco.
I need to write a book. Tweet My 6 is back up and running, actually.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed the thing. You were like, oh, it's gone. And I was like, oh, man, now I can't. Halo stuff, no, Jack anymore.
Apparently, a lot of community people backed him up and gave him some money, so he brought it up. Yeah, we're gonna
only if
gonna
my gamer card can, do that.
I'm gonna see if I can get him on the show at some point.
Because my gamer card went down today, and he stopped it. Did you see that?
No.
My gamer card
went down. I noticed that on the forums, all the gamer card stuff down.
Really, yeah. I haven't. I actually haven't visited the forums yet today.
My gamer card.
I know.
They're all down.
I mean, the website, he stopped doing it. Huh. He wrote if you
said
go,
he couldn't pay for it anymore, and he said that Microsoft hates its fan base.
Really?
Yes.
Oh wow. Yeah. It's. Oh wow. That means I'm going to have to rewrite that plugin.
I need to do a dramatic reading. Put it up on the website. That'd be cool.
Because I actually
help this guy get back on his feet.
Well, that's pretty cool. He says that mygamercard.net was ranked within the top 25,000 websites in the world.
Wow.
No, 15,000. there's a ton of websites out there. I mean, Podtacular was at least top 10. So I mean, he's doing pretty
Brent,
good.
Brent, if you want to do a dramatic read, I can just slap it at the end of this episode.
A dramatic read.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Hotness.
Who's gonna read it?
I would.
Brent is.
Can you read it? Can you read it like Macbeth?
How would Macbeth read it? I know the story of Macbeth, but like which Macbeth?
Like paranoid Macbeth.
Paranoid Macbeth. No.
That means
Macbeth.
Yeah, I even
apologize.
I custom wrote this plugin for the forums actually, and now I'm going to rewrite it for the new site. Oh well.
All right.
Or seem See, that's how crazy Macbeth would read it.
Yes, he'd go crazy with it. Out, damn spot.
What else?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, that was Lady Macbeth.
That's actually her name. My wife's name will be Lady G. Lewis.
Lady Greg.
Lady Greg.
Lady Greg.
Lady Greg.
As opposed to non-Lady Greg? What?
That's who I am.
No, Sir Greg.
I'm Sir Greg. She is
Lord Greg.
Greticus.
Okay. Was there any other Halo-related stuff that happened?
I mean, there's a lot of videos that come out every week, so technically...
I mean, technically, I don't know if you guys follow it, but the Halo Mythbusters had another episode.
Well, yeah.
He's like, we're talking about
whatever.
Here.
Defend the house.
Just saying.
Just defend the house. I mean, there's new episode of Fails. Okay. I think at this point it means that we need to start reading submissions.
I'm gonna start playing the gold content again until you stop the show.
Yeah. Ding 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 ding. Oh man,
I will hang up on you.
Dude, Justin. What? I just had the best idea ever.
Go for it.
All right. You know how annoying it is when you go to a website and it has audio automatically play?
Yes.
They're like some sort of like flash script or whatever.
How awesome.
Oh, please don't say what awesome. You're going to say. Please do not say what no. you're going to say.
What we do is I record myself reading this, and then he puts it up on mygamercard.net so that when you go there, you can like hear me read it. I could be like the Sarah McLachlan of mygamercard.net.
Hey, Brent, why is it that in Goldenrod, the city, that the rail station, train station only goes one way?
What?
What? That was great.
I figured you'd know.
I actually don't know.
Okay.
Well, it only goes between Goldenrod and...
No, it goes between the two. The train goes between Goldenrod and Saffron City.
Or Saffron, yeah.
But does it go to the left? It only goes to the right?
No, it doesn't go to the left. It only goes to the right. But then the train in Saffron City goes to the left. It's a closed system, Greg.
It's on a train to nowhere.
There's a left and a right side. On the west side, you have Goldenrod.
West side?
And on the east side, you have
Saffron. And you got the Bloods. And Saffron. Yeah. It's a good system. Don't mess with it.
Yeah.
All right. I think the contact update is complete for this week.
It is? We're not gonna read any of these sweet submissions?
Sweet submissions. Yeah.
I think we should.
Just do another
okay.
episode.
It's up to Dustin.
I have 5 minutes.
All right.
Oh.
Whoa.
We'll see you guys next episode.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess all these submissions.
Forgot to add the ending onto this. Don't forget to give us money. Follow us on Twitter.
All that
join
jazz.
Us on Facebook.
Sexiness.
Add Brent so you can join his Sunday matchmaking thing. His big team battle.
Oh, snap.
And, what? I'm doing that again?
I love how Brent was like, what? I didn't...
No, I'll do it again. I just if nobody's gonna come, there's no use in doing it.
I can try and make it.
Last time I had like 3 people sign up that didn't come, and we were already short on people.
Yeah, I remember that.
Someone's trying to start
Pink
Fury again, actually. Oh, quick shout out to Pod TV. Me and Old Regime are doing it, so make sure you watch it whenever we release episodes.
And you send stuff, but they said they're gonna do it weekly.
No, we're not doing it
Thursday.
No, we're not doing it.
Every Thursday, and it's Friday, and it's not out yet.
We're not doing
every
weekly.
Monday, Wednesday, and
we're
Friday.
We're not doing it weekly, Greg.
It said weekly.
Tri-weekly.
In the description, there was the clarification.
You guys monthly. Said weekly. I don't read. I just listen.
That's the
look,
problem.
I thought I should put a server
don't
in
read.
The closet. How do you expect me to read if I want to put a server in a janitor's closet? I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm not being serious. This is not serious.
Not serious?
The server in my school was in a janitor's closet.
See, that just doesn't... No.
When I was in high school, I used
that's
to walk past it every day.
That's where my teacher told me to put it, was in the janitor's closet. So.
Obviously, that's the best place to place anything, really.
We had a server closet in high school.
I don't know where ours was in high school. I wasn't really into computers.
It was a little 3-foot by 3-foot closet.
Playing Halo.
Anyways, that wraps up this episode.
Yes.
Great episode.
Read the random frags next show. Since
this should be the host random frag show.
The random stuff the host like
part
to talk
one.
About.
That's an absolutely random. It was mostly... related.
I can't wait till I get my Windows phone and I can do Halo Waypoint on my phone. That's going to be so awesome.
So you can check your BPR every day?
Yes.
Oh, crap, it went down to
0.5. BPR, I put that on everything. Why do you have so many meetings? Like, how could you meet for all this stuff? Like, every meeting I have about work is stupid. There was like,
he just meets.
Well, there's a new smartphone coming out next week, and we got to know about it. So
we took shit in the urinal.
I know it was one of you. So we got a
our
blue
guests
shirt
are too classy for that shit.